Good. And fabric.
Yeah, I'll be looking at seacoat fragment measurements from bale to fabric. And there's a perception that the U.S. cotton has high levels of NEPS and that this has cost us millions of dollars to our industry. And seed coat is the type of NEP that we're going to be talking about today. And you can see you have very small seed coats that have very little fiber. You have with more fiber, and then you have ones with lots of fiber. Here's a picture of one that has the long fiber. Well, these are the ones that get entangled in your yarns and stay in all the way through the fabric. So we'll be compiling a baseline quality of our seed coat fragments for U.S. and international cottons. Right now we have 39 international cottons and 77 U.S. cottons. The international cottons are from Australia, Brazil, China, Nigeria, Pakistan, Turkey, and Uzbekistan, Zimbabwe, and Latvia. We also have 5 years of ATMI study cottons that we can use too. The problem with seed coat fragment decreases mill production efficiencies, especially in spinning, and it also decreases the marketability of problematic cottons. We're going to measure seed coat fragments of international and ATMI cottons in fiber and in fabric, and eventually we'll get to some studies using enzymes and then go into field and ginning studies. Right now we finished the hand count, the Shirley, and the APHIS Pro studies. With hand count, we took bale fibers and sorted 50 grams to fiber, seed coat fragments, trash, and leaf, and the same with the Shirley. And then with APHIS Pro, we now have a baseline data for seed coat NEPS from APHIS Pro. But we're also going to take the hand count, the hand sorted cottons, and make some seeded samples for APHIS Pro so we can see what APHIS Pro is actually measuring. We'll do some with both seed coat fragment and trash, some with just seed coat and some with just trash. It's a tedious method, this cleaning the hand-sorted samples. We use tweezers and we pick out the seed coats, and this is what a typical set looks like when we're finished from 50 grams. And then this is what the trash looks like. That's also picked out with the tweezers. It takes our technician 2 to 10 days to hand-sort 50 grams depending on the level of trash and seed coat fragment. So we didn't do all of the samples. We only did about a dozen of each. We also looked at Shirley Analyzer, and we did the standard Shirley analysis, and we also did what we call Shirley Plus, where we took the waste fraction from the normal Shirley Analyzer test, and we ran it again and again and again until we got only seed coat fragment and trash and fiber. And let's see. Here you can see the comparison. You can see the standard Shirley is much higher than the Shirley Plus, and the Shirley Plus is very similar to the hand sorted, except for these two. And here you can see we pulled out the samples, and it turns out that these were the first two that our technician did. And you can see there's way too much fiber in there, so we need to redo those two samples. So without those two samples, these are the regressions we got comparing standard Shirley and Shirley Plus to the hand clean. So we doubled our R square going to the Shirley Plus. When we were looking at white specs, we used the white spec auto rate by Fabrate. And it would look at the fabric and measure the white specs count, number, and area covered. So now we need to modify the auto rate system to measure dark specs for the seed coat fragments. And if you see here, we've got spotlights on this system. We had problems with hot spots on the fabric, so we've gone ahead and we've changed that. So we now have a camera with a flash looking at the dark specs. And here you can see it gives us a nice uniform lighting, and we can measure it. Oops, how do I back up? Excuse me? Right mouse button. Ah, thank you. No, it's going, there we go. So now we're using a flash, and it gives us a nice uniform lighting of the fabric. We go to the computer program, we'll go to video to open the camera, then we grab and we get this first picture here, and you can see some seed coats along the edge, and then we do run, and in run we get this box, and we go ahead and we change this number to 10 because we have fluorescent lighting, so there's some flickering, so we do 10 reps just to make sure that we're averaging out that lighting problem, and then we do auto and it measures it 10 times and it gives us 10 sets of data, which gives us the spec number, the area, the mean size, the CV, and the minimum pixel size. And you can see it picks up with the blue spots, the dark specks that it sees. So here we're looking at the auto rate versus the hand count of the fabric. So we counted the fabric twice. We counted all the dark specks, and that's without with bark, and then we had our counters go back, and we do a plastic overlay over the fabric and actually mark each sample. And then we went back and shifted it down a bit, and when we saw bark, we circled those samples. So we have a hand count with bark and without bark. Eventually, we'd like to be able to go ahead and adjust the program, so by using size and color to distinguish the difference between bark and seed coat fragment. So that's something that Dr. Bugazu is working on right now. But you can see we've got very good correlation right now with the hand count with bark of 0.93. And here, this is comparison of the U.S. to the international cottons, but it's very misleading because the U.S. cottons were 100-pound runs. And even though they were done at the same mill, it was only 15 pounds because we had limited amount of international cottons. And let me show you with the white spec, we had the same thing where we ran bale quantities. This is the same cotton. And then at 30 pounds, you can see how much lower the white specs are. And we think the same thing's happening with the seed coat fragment. So what we propose to do is run 2-pound lots in the mini spinning system at SRRC with the first and second year of ATMI and the international cottons. We may narrow that down to a specific amount depending on how many international cottons we have left with 2 pounds. And then if we looked at the fabric auto rate versus the seed coat fiber, we don't get any correlations to the hand count, the Shirley, or the Shirley Plus. But then when we go to APHIS Pro, we can see using the APHIS Pro seed coat NEP, we get an R squared of 0.62. And then if we look a little further, if we add NEPs, seed coat NEPs, and maturity ratio, we can increase it up to 0.85. And that's probably because a lot of the seed coat fragments are associated with immature fibers. Now our future research, we're going to do the mini spinning and weave some sateens and measure gray fabrics and measure the bleached and scoured fabrics on auto rate. And then we'll compare the fiber measurements to the fabric measurements and generate prediction equations from APHIS Pro. We're also going to look at the shearing strength test. Now here we put the seed in with the fiber out, and this is slow motion. It shears off the fiber, and then you get a failure point. And what we'd like to do is develop this as a tool for the breeders so we can find which varieties have a problem before they go into production, so we can eliminate those varieties. We're also going to be looking at some enzyme studies where we're going to see if we can get enzymes to help release that, but that's further down the road. But we'll be using the shear tester to see how efficient the enzyme treatments have been. So the enzyme treatments will be the seed shearing test, and we're also going to treat fabrics with enzymes and compare them to bleached and scoured fabrics. So our desired results would be to remove the seed coat fragments and minimize the cost of scouring using enzyme treatments. We'll also now analyze all these fabrics, the gray fabrics, the bleached and scoured, and the enzyme treated fabrics on auto rate. And if a viable enzyme is found in the lab, then we'll go ahead and go on to treating cottons in the field or at the gin and gin them identically. I'd like to thank Wakefield Inspection Services for the cotton international cotton samples, Cotton Incorporated for funding and lending us equipment, and Cotton Quality Research Station for the mill processing, and Ed Hughes for providing us with seed cotton and cotton lint, and we'll be working with him on some ginning research. And Brian Condon, I'd like to thank him too. We'll be working with him with the enzyme research. Any questions?
We have time for a couple of questions. Deborah?
The 100-pound process, was that ATMI year one?
Yes.
Okay, that's the problem. The problem is that that was before I was there, but after year one, they changed the wire on the car.
Well, so we'll have to run a whole new set of samples. But we need to compare them at apples to apples, so the same pound run, so we don't have, because it could be more than that. We don't know, because we don't have anything run.
That is a possibility of why there's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay. work that we had done at SRC with the different poundages.
We found that the 100 pounds and the 30 pounds, I mean, that, what was it? The bale samples and the 30 pounds were similar.
Yeah, and so I
right, but we didn't go down to 15 pounds, so those were low lots. And we know with mini spinning, it kind of is your worst case scenario. It shows up your defects more than normal just through the process. And actually, that's kind of what we'd like to look at is worst case scenario, because not every mill is going to be in peak condition. So mini spinning might be the best way to go anyway.
Okay.